Hey, everybody. Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I am your host, Clayton Morris. This is the show where we help you build financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom. The way that we do it is with buy and hold real estate. Now, I've done thousands of deals, and you don't have to do that many. You just need a few rental properties to start building cash flow that can change your life. Imagine $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month in cash flow from a rental property that you get to write off on your taxes. There is no better investment vehicle out there than buy and hold real estate. That's what this show is all about. We don't talk about flipping houses here on this show or anything else. You're buying a property for the purposes of holding it forever. That's the benefit. All right. And every Monday, we love to do a Motivation Monday episode around something that has my goat lately, something I've been thinking about, something that I want to share with you to motivate you to take action. Because after all, if you listen to any entrepreneur, one of the first things they'll talk about is mindset. Now, I know it sounds cliche and you're like, yeah, just get me to the tactics and the strategy. I want to know where to buy my properties. I want to know where to get my money, my investment money. I don't give a rat's behind. Because if you don't have your mindset correct first, you're not going to be successful at all. You will fail. You'll fall apart. You'll collapse. You need to get your mindset right first. You need to understand why you're doing it, why you're taking action, and also how to separate yourself from really toxic people in your life. That's what today's episode is all about, getting rid of toxic people in your life. I see so many emails from you people. And I love you, but I see these emails. My team sends them to me. Oh, I get them a lot. I see them on Twitter. I see them on Instagram where people are saying to me, I've got this family member who says don't do this, or I have a friend who says I shouldn't do this. Those are all toxic people. Are there people in your life who are constantly criticizing you, telling you you can't do things? I'm sure you can count on one hand. You've got a number of people right now that are exactly like that. They make you feel bad about yourself. Look, it's almost Thanksgiving in the States. So there's going to be time around that table, right? Look, we're like a week away or so from Thanksgiving, right? So you're going to be around that table, and I guarantee you, you're going to have negative naysayers, toxic people, maybe friends from the neighborhood that come over that just want to always tell you you're worthless, or they always want to tell you how they are better than you. Don't you know those people, right? They always want to tell you how they've done something better than you. Like you just took a vacation that you were happy with, right? And they want to tell you how they were already at that spot, but they stayed at the better hotel, right? Oh, get rid of those people. Those are the worst. These are toxic people. Dealing with them is never easy, but it's such a difficult problem that it's worth looking at some of the strategies I'm going to talk about today. And, you know, I was reminded of this because I hear from these listeners all the time. See, what if these toxic people, though, are my family members? Ouch. It can be difficult. How do I shut that down? And it's hard. But I will say, you know, there's an old saying that says, hurt people hurt people. Hurt people hurt people. So remember that as we dive into this, okay? Because there's something else going on here. It's not that they just want to be toxic. Hurt people hurt people. And these aren't easy answers. And I've used a number of these strategies in my life, some in the past year, to be honest with you. And I'll share what's worked for me and hopefully it'll help. Now I have five here on my list I'd love to get to. Number one on my list is just got to have empathy. I know that's so hard to do. I know that is incredibly hard to do, but it's something I learned from Dr. Wayne Dyer, who passed away a few years ago and was one of my great sort of spiritual teachers. I've read all of his books, from The Power of Intention to what was his first book? Your Erroneous Zones that he wrote back in the 70s. So many great, great books. But he talks about having empathy. He talked about dealing with a lot of toxic family members. And he would go, and they'd always have something critical, negative to say. And he got to a point where he understood that just having empathy, just being with them in their presence, and just understanding their station in life, and almost putting yourself in their shoes. So putting yourself in that person's pain for a short time really allows you to have that empathy. I think that's the key. You know that that nasty uncle, he's just always rude. He's always mean. He's always picking on the family members. If you can just put yourself in that person's shoes for a few moments, the world shifts for you. So try practicing that same compassion towards the person who frustrates you. You know, in your heart, try to wish them some happiness. See that, you know, they might be going through some difficulties like you are in your life at different stations and the way that they act. I'm sure you've done that, right? You've had a bad day and you've lashed out at somebody else. What if someone showed you some empathy in that moment? How might it shift your day? So just wish them a little bit of joy, a little bit of ease. Just smile at them. Just smile. You don't have to let them affect you in that way. Number two on my list is try talking to them, right? We live in emails and text messages, and we get so frustrated with family members and friends and these people, this person said this. But an actual conversation with someone can really alter these things. I found that when I'm hurting, you know, I had a friend like last year. We were going through like a little bit of a difficult spell. We just got on the phone and solved it. And so much can happen when you just want to get on the phone and talk to somebody about it. You know, I inevitably feel better. That person inevitably feels better. So just take the plunge, get on the phone, an actual human phone conversation in this digital age. You know, we call it an iPhone, but I think probably that takes up what, less than 3% of your usage of your iPhone. You're texting, you're on Instagram, you're doing everything else, but actually making a phone call. I don't even know why they call it an iPhone anymore. They might as well just call it, you know, I don't know, iText or iComputer. So just get on the phone and talk to make that personal connection. Number three on my list is to model that behavior that you would like to see from somebody else. You know, you might get mad at other people for getting mad at you. This is the most ridiculous thing about human beings, right? Someone gets mad at you, so you want to get mad at them. What does that prove? So you're behaving badly because they did? It makes no sense. Even if you feel like it's their fault, why would you do that? It doesn't make any sense. So you escalate the situation. I mean, you see this in arguments all the time with a spouse, brother and sister. If you can actually try to model the behavior of compassion that you want, it's amazing how quickly the situation can dissipate. Number four, I just want you to find more positive friends. I had to do this recently. In the past 2 years, I had a really just like toxic friendship. And I talked about it with another buddy of mine. He's like, I had one too. And it became really difficult. And guess what? If you start surrounding yourself with more positive people, it really elevates your entire life. People who are creative, entrepreneurial, you know, self-sufficient, excited and positive about things. You know, this toxic person I'm talking about, you know, I live nearby this person, and he was always putting people down. And I thought, oh, he's just being funny. But the reason he was putting other people down all the time, he'd make fun of people's weight. And I saw it with him and his wife. Like, they both were like that. They would put other people down. And I saw it trickling into their kids. Like, their kids would put people down. It was just like a toxic environment. And so, you know, that's not going to change. But, you know, understand that there's something really hurting inside of that person, that they feel the need to put other people down all the time. Like, normal people don't do that. So start surrounding yourself with positive people who want, you know, positive change, helping other people, who are entrepreneurial, who are creative, and who do things selflessly. I'm talking about they do things for other people and they do not expect something in return. That's the kind of people you should be surrounding yourself with. It's, you know, I've met some amazing people in the past year that I've become friends with. And I think what I've really put out in the universe is I want to attract people who want to do good and who are kind. And those are the people that I've been connecting with over the past year of my life. And they've been amazing people. And so many of you are listening right now. If you're listening, I love you. You're great people. And if you've come into my life in the past year, you know who you are. And I'm thankful for you because you're inspiring change. You're inspiring change, and you're the right kind of person. And those are the people you want to surround yourself with. Okay, if you think about you're hanging out with someone, you think, you know what, this guy I'm hanging out. Just ask yourself this question: is the person I'm hanging out with right now the type of person who would ever hang out on the internet and post a negative comment somewhere? If your answer is maybe, then maybe you should look for better friends. But if you would say, oh my God, I would never hang around another human being that would post like a negative, nasty troll comment on the internet, on someone's Facebook wall or on Twitter, or you know the type of people that do that? Those are toxic bottom feeders. And if you have a friend like that, run. Get away. And that's number five on my list. Get rid of them. I know it's harsh and it sounds really difficult to do, but when you have friends that aren't supportive and you can tell that they're only your friend because they're using you, they're only hanging around because it maybe elevates their social status somehow, or they're constantly taking from you, and it doesn't have to be monetarily, it can be energetically, get rid of them. Get rid of them. And honestly, if you can't answer that question, whether or not that friend that you think might, may or may not be toxic would actually in a drunken stupor sitting there watching football one Sunday afternoon just gets on the internet and trash talks someone on the internet, if that's one of your friends, you got to get rid of them. You got to cut that person out. No successful person would ever do something like that. So get rid of that person and move on. And I know it's harsh, but look, if you want to improve your station in life, you are the product of the five people that you spend the most time with in your life. You are the product of the five people you spend the most time with in your life. And if you hang around five losers who are sapping your energy on a regular basis, they're bringing you down and telling you you can't accomplish something. Do you think you're going to accomplish something? Do you think you're energetically going to be in the right place, a positive person affecting change? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So get rid of these toxic people in your life if you want to affect change in your life. Sometimes you have to do it. Sometimes it could be a lifelong friend that you've had that you only had because, you know what, you lived nearby them as a child and you grew up nearby them. You've got to move on from those people. They are energy vampires. That's today's episode. I hope this was a motivation. Maybe it picked you up a little bit, pushed you in the right direction to kind of cut somebody out of your life that is really bringing you down. I want positivity for you. I only want positivity here on this show. And I want you to be able to spread some of that in your family and in your community. And I'd love for you to take action and improve your life. That's my goal with this show. We'll see you back here on Wednesday, everyone, for another episode where we are going to deep dive some other great topics around real estate. Then we'll be back on Thursday with another expert interview in the world of real estate investing. So you got to be back and check out that because we're going to be talking with Bruce Mack and how to set up your trust. It's incredibly important. How to set up your trust to protect your assets. I got to tell you, Bruce was one of the best guests we've ever had here on the show. And we went deep into the meaning of setting up your trust so that other people can't take what you've worked so hard to build. We'll see you on Wednesday and then back here again on Thursday. Much love to all of you.